Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Drop it, we going up like the stock is. Outside and inside the Lambo is chocolate. Throw it, watch it, cake it, profit. Bands getting big, it might bust out of pocket. She keep it wet, I might bust down a locket. BBM, natural, don't care. If you coming with gang, leave your phone at the hotel. She know my body, she don't need the intel. On top, spin around, go crazy, can't tell. Jack wanna know what I inhale. She get it thick, ain't no way that you can't tell.
I need to put shawty on payroll. She got a bankroll. She do that shit when I say so. Hit from the back, got her grabbing her ankles. Hand on her neck, I might give her a bangle. And when I'm done, I go out with a bang though. She say me and my brothers remind her of bang bros. She in the mix, tryna work on her angle.
She gon' lick on it, spit on it, tissues like pew, pew. Gucci Wally, she be wildin' inside her body. She gon' ride it like Kawasaki. She said she was lit off the sake. She left the lobby, parking lot, gave me head in the Gotti. She said she gon' give me the box and the posse. Fucked around, introduce her to Roddy. Thing on my hip for when she lookin' wacky. I might have to bust it, just look at that body like that.
Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. It's a bust it, bust it. Two shots, bust it.
Because I get a chance to sit down, sit in the co-pilot seat, rock out with you, and all these fine-ass poets that are going to come through and bless the get down the way they bless the get down when they want to get down with the get down. So I'm not arguing. I'm good. How are you making out?
Man, I'm making out pretty good, man. It was a rough day at work as well. I've been wearing two hats since I got promoted, and today showed the fullness of those two hats. It reared its ugly head, and bruh, I am mentally exhausted.
I know
that's still
right.
It was still a good day. It's Friday Eve. We got some poetry to listen to. Man, I'm excited, man. I've been waiting for tonight.
You and me both. After having such a stressful day, I'm like, man, can I just take it down and listen to some poets do what they do best?
Yeah.
And just, you know, forget that the world exists for a couple of hours and just stretch out and just enjoy what poetry sounds like, especially when it's some spoken word or if it's some slam poetry or if it's just some jazz poetry or just something, something that don't sound like my clients.
Ooh, man, what is you telling? Whew, man. Say that again for the people in the back that just didn't hear it. Something that don't sound like my clients. Yes, sir, bro.
Damn, man.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to spit on the mic tonight to join in, go ahead and press 1. Yo, let's give a shout-out, man, to our illustrious CEO, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw. And tonight's show is being sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
I got mine.
You got yours?
Got mine, man. You got to tell the other, you got to tell the rest of the people they need to get up on this.
Man, y'all need to get up
they
on this and get yours. You got to get yours. Because For Real is not only...
Hey.
Yeah, get yours, man. If you don't do nothing else, get yours. He is not only the CEO of this fine network. He is also the CEO of Raw Link. So hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all
that
be seeing his, I know y'all be seeing his stuff posted online, man. Hit him up. Get you a Raw Links. And if you already got some, you don't need no more, don't want no more, just say thank you. Two words goes a long way.
Or
yeah, tonight.
Buy something for a friend.
Buy
something for a friend. Get
you
your Raw Links for a friend of yours.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, Jay, you think they're ready for tonight? Do you think they're ready for tonight?
Listen, tonight is a little different because Van and I stepped out of the whole theme category for the evening. So this is one of our holiday gifts to everyone. So we stepped out the pocket and said, Let's do what brought us all to poetry. Let's make tonight a night where you can come to a spot, have yourself a sippy sip from the bar, sit down at one of these little nice tables that we got set up, sign your name on the list, and come up to the mic and let's do some open mic, spit that shit poetry.
Yeah.
Show me what you got. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing. Don't tell me y'all ain't got no poetry. Y'all been writing for years. Pull something out from last year that you love. Pull something out from the year before that you love. Pull something from somebody else that you love or your favorite poet's favorite poet. Tonight's one of those nights. Come
just
through
one
and
of
speak
those
that
nights.
Shit. Yeah. Open mic
it's,
night on the Get Down.
It's open mic appreciation night.
Yeah.
Think about it, man. Go ahead, bro.
No, it's the same thing about it. We've given out awards this year.
Right.
We celebrated
right.
mothers. We've celebrated
right.
fathers. We celebrated
right.
small businesses. We celebrated
right.
authors.
Right.
We celebrated people from the Epiphany Radio universe.
Right. Hey,
so tonight
we even had birthday celebrations. We had tributes.
We had birthday celebrations. We've had tributes.
We've had conscious mic poetry.
We've done the conscious thing.
Hey, we actually even had mixed poetry.
Bruh. Yes, we did.
2021, we did a lot. We did a lot.
We flipped each other's poetry.
Yes.
We've touched on topics like who was your favorite poet? What was your favorite piece? Like some people in the listening audience that love that piece that you got called I'm Not a Killer, So Don't Push Me.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
I'm like, listen, we've touched, we have ice skated along some good poetry topics.
Yes.
So tonight's an appreciation night, man.
Absolutely.
You can't wait till the end of the year. Tonight's an appreciation night.
Yeah. We want to appreciate you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight.
Yeah.
We want to appreciate the art that pulled us all together. No egos.
Yeah, man.
No.
I just
want to
hear some dope poets, man.
Each other. I really just want to hear some poetry. Is that okay tonight?
That is perfectly okay. And speaking of dope poets, ladies and gentlemen, in the coming weeks, you're going to see or hear something y'all haven't heard. Van Meadows, Jay Walker, David Mudd, yours truly. We did a poetry rendition of Secret Garden that y'all going to have to hear.
Yeah.
And another brother in our poetry family did one earlier in the year in September, and it came out extremely well.
Yes.
But when y'all hear what these four cats did, and everyone took a piece from, because you know David Mott got the Barry White thing locked down. No one's taking that from David. No one. But then you got me, Van, and Jay Walker, who's got the Chico DeBarge thing, who got the Albie Shore part, and who got the James Ingram. And when y'all see what we're about to put together, you're going to appreciate what 2021 did for poetry, courtesy of starting with the Epiphany Radio brothers and everybody else that gets down. So I can't wait for you to hear it. Van, they're going to love it. What you and Dave wrote and Jay Walker came out exquisite.
Bruh. I seen what you wrote. We seen everything. It's been posted, but we seen what you wrote. And your piece is exquisite and dope as well. So it ain't just the three of us. It's the four of us. And brother, there I see that piece of poetry is something unique, something different. And what a scribe by the four of us.
But absolutely.
I digress. I can't wait for y'all to hear it. Now.
Indeed. Yes.
We got to have some poetry, man.
I'm totally in agreement with you. But here's a question, man. Who went first last week? Was that you or I? Or are we going to do the heads or tails thing?
It was me, brother, but we could do the heads. No. Rock, paper, scissors, man. Rock, paper, scissors.
Let's get back to rock, paper, scissors, baby. Let's get back.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Let's call
rock, paper, scissors. Shoot. I got paper. What you got?
I got a rock.
Oh, man. Rock.
Paper covers rock.
All right. Well, paper covers rock. Y'all know what I mean. All right. All right.
Go on and get on down, bro.
Thank you, bro. This piece that I'm about to do is becoming a favorite of mine because it's outside of what I normally do. I've done it twice, so I hope y'all enjoy it. It's called Dove. The bird's eye saw all it needed to come be fed from my hands, believe it, from which it came upon approval a flight, with a wingspan in broad daylight, able to spot prey from miles away. Yet it chose to rest in my palm, only if I remained calm, so calm that it felt no fear, to be able to nestle inches from my fingertips, only to hear the sounds of crackers crunching from its pecking, and eating under the shade of a tree, while I'm seated on the bench free. Free as this bird, free as this bird. The air rustling the bird's feathers, the breeze blowing gently in this soothing weather. The bird knows no angst, just the elements of nature going against what all logic says about this bird. And birds of prey, but this bird has so much to say. This bird lives in present day, knowing it will have shelter in a land where the resources are scarce and on ecological system falters. This bird is no hawk, no raven, no falcon, no vulture, no owl. This bird can't talk. This bird is a symbol of purity and peace, elegantly graceful and beautifully dirty when covered in grease or the mud from the earth. One thing's for certain, this bird knows its worth, which is why it is not afraid to die. I am Dove. And that's that piece.
Wow. Question. What turned this into your favorite?
because it's not something that I normally would write, and it talks about nature, it talks about freedom, and more importantly, it talks about a bird who can't say anything, but is not afraid, no matter what the elements of nature throw at it. Even when it's dirty, it's still a dove. So no matter how much dirt we get thrown at, no matter how much pain we have to deal with, it may not seem like it, but we still have freedom. We still have freedom. And unlike the bird who can't talk, we can talk. And we better say it loudly.
I'm really digging that. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
I like that. I had to ask. I was like, I like that. Now, I got something different that I'm working on. All right?
Okay.
So this will be my first time sharing this at all. This will be my very first time because, and it got a little bit of length to it because this is a jazz piece that I'm working on because I was watching Sammy Davis and Gregory Hines tap dance, and with both of them being gone, and I know Savion Glover has picked up the mantle, but there's still a piece of that old fashioned tap dance that's missing, and he's doing a damn good job. But if people haven't heard Gregory Hines or watched Sammy Davis do this, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So this piece that I'm about to do is called My Man.
No, it's called the piece is called. Oh, okay. I was about to say the piece is called My Man. Okay. Tap. All right, brother. Go ahead and get on down, bro.
My feet click clack and syncopated rhythms that resemble Ashanti tribe hereditary dance routines. I deconstruct stereotypes in every step that I tap dance, and my feet are sore, kind of weary, and they make the listeners fall silently so they can make other people want to hear me. Making magical sounds on hollow wood and asphalt. You might miss this rhythm with all that conversation, so the speaker says stop with all the small talk. Djembe drums fall silently and listen to the master Jumba's percussion. As body introductions when slave owners took away instruments that made slaves find other ways to sing about these horrible plantation dates. So they danced. They tap danced, hand slapped, slid across floors and shoes clacked, Lindy hopped and click clacked. Big band booms couldn't throw down the sound or drown the sounds of ancestral reminders that even with all our misery, we have always had spring forth with another woven melody of tapestry. Making something from nothing, sliding across the stage with a smile so gleam, I even noticed the ovation from the star laser beam following me, and I just tapped. Tapped out my problems without yelling and took out my frustrations on unwanted stages. Told people that my thoughts was about them without belly aching while making the stage sound like 10,000 footsteps of freedom while dancing on them. But to me, I'm just tapping. Tapping my way into their speech box, and I made my feet sing and made lift every voice sound as if it was made in heaven so I could make you feel how bad being a nigger really is in this country. Because when I tap, they don't call me that. Even when I walk in the back of the door, I'm larger than life. And I'm never nobody's nigga. I am a man. And rather than lash out, I tell stories like Bill Bojangles and I dance. In the name of my ancestors, both shackled and free, I tap. I tap in jazz, classical Broadway, postmodern. You could just split them like the Mills Brothers or even listen to Rakim when he said, let the rhythm hit him. My hope springs eternal with the musical wave that I even danced on stages with the Savoy Ballroom and the Harlem Shakers and the Candyman, Sammy Davis. I changed vines like Gregory Hines before I could even make the noise or heard Heavy D and the Boys because the funk was calling me, making my feet tap uncontrollably. This was always music in me, feet first. I didn't know what to do. because it's if my feet and shoes was dipped in batches of bitches brew, so I tap. Tippity-tow, 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 tippity-tow. How you like me now? I sing with my feet. You lift every voice. She plucks every string. He touches every key. He blows that horn. The djembe drum whispers to my soul. Before I bow, I tap. Tippity-tow, tippity-tow. Tippity-tow, tippity-tow. Tap, 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 tippity-tow, tippity-tow. Tippity-tow, tap, 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 tippity-tow. Sammy Davis, tippity-tow. Gregory Hines, tippity-tow. Bojangles, tippity-tow. Tippity-tow, tippity-tow. I'd tap. That's that piece.
Bro, this piece was amazing. There was so much variety in this piece, so much depth. You managed to pull in everything that you like, rhythmically, musically, ethnically, and bro, the tribute that you paid, that you played and spoke about in this piece, Mr. Bojangles. I like the line, the tappity tap tappity tap tappity tow. How you like me now? Though you had so many references in this piece, the metaphor that you created from the references, bro. This was a brilliant piece, and I'm honored that we are the first to hear it ever on the Get Down. So thank you for that, bro. Thank you for that.
That took a lot of air. So thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I got to share it here first. Because I'm in another poetry group, and the brothers were all doing jazz poetry. And I was like, I got to write something that speaks to Harlem. And
yeah.
This is what came out. So thank you.
Nah, man. Thank you. Thank you for being you, bro. There's only one J. Rob the Wise, son. Only one.
I appreciate
you, bro.
Salute, King. So listen. Me
up,
you
bro?
Could do this all night. We
you know
do
we
this
can.
All night.
You know
but
we can.
I am of the opinion that there's some hot, dripping like lava, hotter than helicopters crashing a volcano, poets that are dying to touch the microphone and give us some of that freestyle they're doing, some of that other poetry they're spitting. So I want to hear from them. What do you say?
I see. You are 100% correct. And let's get it. Let's get down, y'all. Let's get down. What Tony say? Let's get down.
Let's get down.
So let's bring
yes,
in,
sir.
Surprisingly, first on the mic, surprisingly, first in queue. Surprisingly, you know what, enough of the surprises. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own, the one and only Mr. Metaphoria.
Hello,
what
gentlemen.
Up, bro? What's good?
What's up, Barry White?
Not much. Chilling.
Before you say anything, man, if I could just have 10 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to apologize to my brother David Mott. I said a couple of things to my brother that wasn't really directed towards him earlier, and I didn't get a chance to apologize because I made my brother mad. And if y'all know anything about me and Metaphoria and Van, this cat is the third wheel to this show, and it really ain't no real show if he ain't on here cursing one of us out. So I need to apologize to you for what I said to you, bro, because it wasn't directed towards you at all. I just had a bad day earlier, and I should have put myself in check before saying anything to my brother, and I apologize publicly in front of the entire world to you, family. I meant no harm, and I deeply apologize, and I don't blame you for being pissed off at me. I deserve every bit of it.
Well, let me say this. Fuck your day, nigga. I ain't piss you off. I had a bad
and
day too, motherfucker.
It begins.
I ain't come after you. I'm gonna tell you what happened, man. That's why I left out of queue the first damn time. This motherfucker wanted me to come through here and be somebody the fuck I ain't. Don't want me to come through talk shit. Don't want me to say nothing. Want me to come through be a good nigga. I guess he want me to tap dance too. I don't tap dance no motherfucking back, okay? That's why I did come back.
I never said tap dance.
If I keep offending people for being who the fuck I am, let them line the fuck
don't,
up, goddamn it, let's go. But I'm going to be me,
laugh.
Okay?
Don't laugh, man.
I'm
going to
be
me. Don't laugh.
Talking about, yo, Dave, don't talk shit tonight, man. Don't talk shit tonight. And happy birthday, Miss Robinson. He'll tell me it's my mother's birthday. What is hell? Huh? What the shit? I got a birthday, too. Yeah, Miss Robinson's birthday ain't got nothing to do nothing with me being me. This is the type of shit I deal with. See, y'all don't see this shit. Y'all get the beloved and all that shit, all the bullshit. I have to deal with fucking censorship. That's what I get. That's why I came back. I'm going to be me, goddammit.
Oh, yes.
Now you can bring a piece. Shit. Don't talk me shit, no.
I'm glad you're back.
Be somebody else. I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to change me. Hell. Y'all gonna learn? Oh, y'all gonna learn. Wait till the shit I come with the next time. I ain't writing on this old piece. Wait till the next motherfucker show. Like the song say. But I better spit this piece whenever y'all ready. I ain't talking to Robinson right now. He turned into a fucking poet earlier and got sensitive and shit. I told him I don't deal with them sensitive ass motherfucking people. That's why I'm a creative writer. And with that sensitive shit.
And it begins. But I'm going to eat that.
And there's nobody I'll else not that. To beat him. Everybody else just fine. You came on Crack a Joke, man. He cool with the shit. But me, I'm the motherfucker that's got to change. Ain't that a bitch?
And I ain't even a comedian.
Yeah, but I'm the one got to change. I got to be different and shit. That's why he hurried up with that apology, because he knew I came on here to go the fuck off. He knew that shit. I had something on my chest to say, goddammit, and I was going to say.
And what happens? My sister hits me up and she says, I just tuned in, and this is what we doing? This is what we doing.
Tell your sister, it's your goddamn fault. You quit trying to change, motherfucker. I sit there and listen to Grandpa Pigeon them and everything on this motherfucker every week. Y'all ain't never, they got their born asses off this motherfucker. Y'all
gentlemen,
let them be them. Quit trying to change me.
Gentlemen, in the voice.
If I can spit my
in voice,
and get out the way.
In the voice of our dearly departed brother, can't we all just get along? Roddy,
no,
can't
we can't. We can't. The people try to change you, man. But man, me and you cool. We cool tonight. I ain't fucking with Robinson tonight trying to change me. Shit. That's how you do. All you beloveds out there, John will try to censor the shit out your ass if you're David Mike. But I got a piece. It's called Pains and Salutation. I'm going to spit it, and I'm going to be a good nigga and get the fuck out the way. Whenever y'all ready. I'm going to tap dance my way out this motherfucker.
J-Rob, since you were the apologetic one, go ahead and usher our brother to the mic.
Spit your shit. I mean,
whatever.
Go on ahead.
Pains and Salutation.
Get on down.
And what pains my heart the most is not the fact of saying goodbye, but the thought of never saying hello again. You were my friend, and not only just that, but in the world of opinions, you were facts. You were truth. You were the unwritten definition of what real love really should be, what brighter today's emerging from the abyss of yesterday really could be, as well as what dreams of tomorrow really would be. But tomorrow is now nothing but a wish. Teardrops of hope falling upon memories of bliss repeated upon every click of night sky's flashlight as the entryway deadbolt is never turned. As prayers are prayed for your return, lesson learned. I've learned that separation never burns until the realization of never again sets in. When the radio seems to only play tunes that tell me to walk away. As Isaac says, walk on by, but I can't help but cry as I think about the nights we cried together. Asking every person I see that shy-like question still unanswered. Pained by every blue note of I miss you because I truly believe neither one of us wanted to be the first to say goodbye. But the wishes only came true. I'd wish for 1,000 more goodbyes to flow across your lips as long as there would be 1,001 hellos. But hellos now are painful echoes that dance in the emptiness of what once was before. Empty hallways and barren floors. Picture frame stains upon white walls once filled with imagery of dreams becoming reality, now empty. Everything is empty. Robbed of beautiful sunrises and sunsets because each time the sun rises and sets is just a replayed memory I can't seem to forget. You promised me a forever together and assured me I would never I wouldn't ever spend a night alone again. Now, this house is nothing more than a broken home with light pumping through it, yet searching for a reason. Praying this new forever is but a season, because I miss you. And what pains my heart the most is the fact, is not the fact of saying goodbye, but the thought of never saying hello again. But if I never get the chance to say hello again, I make this promise, witnessed by every creation created by the Most High. I'll never say goodbye. In peace.
Whoa. Whoa.
I want to talk shit so bad, but I can't because this piece is really dope. I want to tell him that this piece sucks, but I can't because this piece is really freaking dope. And I want to tell him I don't like the sound of his voice, but I can't because this piece is really, really good. I'm going to choke that up and I'm going to eat my words. Salute to you, Dave.
Anyway, nigga, man, so you ain't fucking with him right now. It'll be a 12-hour shift or fuck John Robinson shit.
My brother, this is some exquisite
kudos, John. That's what I say. I ain't going to say thank you. I'll say kudos. My bad. I'm sorry for interrupting you, man. Go ahead.
That's all right. This was a dynamite piece, bro. You know, you when you come through and you haven't been writing, and then you start writing again, and you get this kind of masterpiece, bro, we can't have you taking a break from writing. Don't do that. Don't do that no more. Don't do that no more.
Man, I appreciate it, but that shit right there, old little motherfucker, that's from like 2018.
It's new to me. It's new to me.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
You know?
I appreciate it. And I want to thank you again, Van, because you always let me come through and be who I am. And you ain't never asked me to be no motherfucker about it. So thank you, Van. Thank
it's not my job to change anybody.
Thank you, Van. You're awesome.
Thank you, bro.
I don't know about that nigga sitting beside you, but tonight you're awesome, Van.
All right, bro. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so you can get over there and set the pace for the dancing theme tonight, my brother. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Oh, now, you know damn well I'm going to listen to about two more calls.
I know exactly what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
As long as you know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Mr. Metaphoria, on his way to the dance floor for about two more steps. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Good night, Dave.
Hey, man, y'all need a hug. Hug it out, man. Just hug it out. Just hug it out. All right.
I apologize.
You did. You did. Good job. But you should have known that you was about to get that kind of black, even with an apology. That's David Mott. Mr. Metaphoria at his best. So, are we ready to keep this party going?
Indeed.
All right, y'all. Next up, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. We have La Pearl, Lanetta. Hey, Danielle.
Hey. Hey, John. Now let me say something.
Good evening, Danielle.
Let me say something. Good evening, John. Let me say something. You knew you was going to get the black ass from him, right?
I did the mature thing.
Yes,
I did the mature thing. I did the mature thing. And I ate every bit of that smoke and didn't come back.
You did, bro.
I ate all of it.
Wait. It was the bye, David. For me. Oh man,
I ate it.
Oh man, y'all crazy to tell. That's why I love my Epiphany family. Y'all crazy.
Absolutely. LaPearl and Nada. He did eat it.
And I said nothing.
Yes, you did.
Nothing.
You did. Good job, Jay. Good job.
I personally don't believe I deserve that, but I did the mature thing.
You did, like a true gentleman. Yes, yes, you did.
I did the mature thing. And I apologize publicly.
You know what this is going to do. This is going to bring about more shit talking, but it's all good.
Yeah.
You did right, bro. You did right.
You did right.
I apologize, and I'm good.
That's right. Now, La Perla Negra, are you ready? Are you ready for open mic appreciation? Are you ready to spit your stuff? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, me and John are going to step one out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. This is called You Are Your Home. Spit that shit. And let them know that on this side of the world, the bond with peace should never be broken. Because you've made friends with the monster under your bed. So they can't hate you out of loving yourself. The highs, the lows, the indiscreet indiscretions. Nah, they didn't disappear. They just took up residency where it started a long time ago. Different climate over here. Spit that shit and let them know that you apologized to yourself already and accepted it long ago. For those times you'd chosen to be selfish and turned away from your need to turn within, for nurturing and to tend to. Tend to the parts of your body you allowed to become a battlefield. Because when the ones who were scarring you and took your innocence and sanity away, nobody showed you that it was okay to not be okay. Spit that shit and let them know you don't have to hide how smart you are because you are greater than your mistakes and that without flaws there would be no balance. So now you're a Sunday morning, a Wednesday afternoon glass of wine, and a Friday sunset. You breathe easy, baby. Spit that shit. And let them know that you don't just go through the fire, claim it makes the fire burn brighter. So recognize and tread cautiously in your approach because you are absolutely in love with you. You know who you are. And if they're not willing to share that love with you, I promise they'll get burned. And that's that piece.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. Jay, she was ready to come through and spit that stuff, bro. I mean, ready. Just ready. Just like. But I'm going to tell you what one of my favorite lines of this piece was when you talked about the flame and you are the fire that makes the flame burn. Baby, you know, as a fire sign, I just love that right there.
Oh, that's what's up.
Do you have to say it that sexy, though? I mean, shit, I got turned on by the way you said it.
Excuse me, bro. I'm sorry. I'm just, there's certain things that get to me. And as a sapiosexual individual,
like,
I can appreciate.
I mean, damn. My nipple ring is like, did he say, was he talking to us? I'm like, no.
Yo, I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
I will stop talking now. J-Rob the Wise.
Oh, no. Please don't stop talking. I got in trouble already talking. And I ain't saying nothing else except I enjoyed your piece of poetry. Back to you, Van.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Dope piece for sure. Before we send you over to the dance floor, can you please let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. Monday night, I'm 1/4 host. I am 1/4 host in the Neo Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, as author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice, who does an awesome job on the event page and Poetic. And on Wednesday night, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, I don't know how it's going to go. We don't have a topic, and I don't know if we're going to actually take off that day. But if we do come up with something, when we do, I'm sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on, get caught up in the love zone. That's Wednesday at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for coming through. Now, get on out there on the Get Down dance floor and show them what you can do out there.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra. Catch her Wednesday, every other Saturday, every other Monday. J-Rob, you ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever. Who do we have next, Van?
Oh, we've got the other half host of The Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe every other Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP.
Hello. Hey. How are you both?
Doing good.
Very
good
doing? Evening.
So no echo, Dan?
No echo. You're great. You are just great.
Okay. Very good. So how are you gentlemen tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad it's open mic.
That's right.
I'm very happy it's open mic.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that y'all would enjoy this tonight.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Forget it. David's just going to have to be mad. So, beloved, listen. this is poetry appreciation night. Spoken
mm-hmm.
word style.
Mm-hmm.
And since we don't have any type of way for me to say what type of poetry you're going to bring, Van and I are going to take a step to the left. Let you get on this mic. Let you go on ahead and get on down. And whatever piece of poetry you decide to bring to the microphone at this time, we'd love to hear it. Get down.
All right. Thank you. This piece is entitled, I sat by the water today, wishing I could pass like the ships do, hoping there is something, anything on the other side to hold on to. The reflection I saw was me, yet not me, the one who was happy, the one who was successful, at peace, wasn't me. As the ripples came, I was in pieces, sick, stressful, I wasn't free. I cried as I prayed, wasn't leaving until he blessed me, so at the river's edge, I stayed. As the waters calmed, I looked down. I was whole again. As I prayed again, this time in gratefulness, supplication, and asking forgiveness, I thanked him for everything, then asked to be free. He said, no, you still have work to do. Now try to live in joy in spite of. And when it gets better, those will understand it wasn't you, it was me, the I am. Love. That's the end.
Mm.
I like this.
her expression of who she is sort of like what happens to a bird that was set on fire and hits the ground and comes up from the ashes as a phoenix. I thought that was beautiful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What say you, Van?
I agree. I do think that this piece was beautiful as well. I love that close. Can you please say the close just one more time?
Okay, let me find it. Oh, I got you. Now try to live in joy in spite of, and when it gets better, those will understand it wasn't you. It was me, the I am, love.
Yeah, that I am love, that's a whole nother piece all in itself, Ms. VIP. You better write
yes.
it. You better write it. Because this is beautiful and inspiring. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now,
mm-hmm.
before we get on to you to the dance floor, how about you tell
mm-hmm.
everybody what you got going on in Tiffany?
All right. So every Wednesday at 9 p.m., my sensuous diva, Miss La Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. And the topic is yet to be discussed or determined, but we always have a good time. And if you miss Wednesday, you miss something special.
Uh-oh.
And every other Friday, it's Express Your Vibe. And there will be no Express Your Vibe next week. So y'all know why. So, all right. So, that's it.
Man, listen to this here. If y'all miss last night's show, they had a topic that was actually a sentence that you needed to finish. And I don't know where they came up with that, but it was racy, it was sexy, it was whatever you wanted it to be. So y'all need to check that out on the playback. You know, I don't know where y'all get that topic from, but y'all might not have to do that kind of topic no more because it was bringing stuff out of folks.
Well, it wasn't me. My name is Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Wasn't you? Okay. All right. All right. It must have been an IEL. It sounded like something she could do. It sounded like something.
Ooh, okay.
All right. It was a great show. Congratulations to the both of you on that show. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Now, get on
Thank
over there
you.
On that Get Down dance floor and have some fun. All right?
I sure will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP every other Friday, every Wednesday. Whew, man. J-Rob, how you feeling, bro?
Sir.
How you feeling about the show so
Tonight
far, bro?
Listen, man, I'm on pins and needles just trying to see who's going to come up with something even more dope than what we came up with. And so far, they've done it.
It's been happening.
So far, they've done it. I love
man,
the stuff that we write, but I'm loving the stuff that people are bringing. This is incredible.
Yes,
so I can't wait to hear who else is about to visit us.
Well, ironically, you should say that because we have Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How
What's
you feeling?
Happening?
What's going on, y'all? The poetry is smoking tonight.
Ain't it? Oof.
And y'all brought it. Y'all brought it from the beginning.
That was Van.
That was J-Rod. That was all him. Mr. Tappity Tappity Tap.
That was...
Yeah, that piece hit me hard, man, because I love tap. I took tap as a kid and when I was in elementary school. I've always followed the tap stuff, and when he was naming off different artists and stuff, I was like, I remember all these people. And Savion Glover is representing really
oh,
well.
Savion Glover is amazing.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, he's doing extremely well. One of the few people I look forward to listening to and hearing. But what caught my attention was there was a movie with Gregory Hines and Mikhail Gorbachev, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yes, I remember that movie. Mm-hmm.
And because Gregory Hines was married to the lady, and his frustrations, he would just dance his frustrations out. And then you had the movie called Tap, and he's in a jail cell.
Yep.
And the guys in the jail cell are telling him to stop it, but the other guys are saying keep going, and he's just tapping his frustrations out. He ain't a big, strong guy, but he can make sound and music with his feet. And he talked about how people used to dance their frustrations, and you could hear it and how heavy they tapped, or if they was in love, how light they tapped. And it was just amazing to see and to watch, and to hear what Sammy Davis and Bojangles Robinson did was just incredible. So that's what created the piece. And I'm very glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you.
That was great. That was an amazing piece. It made me want to go back to tap class.
Hmm. That would be dope. I would love to learn tap.
I was a little kid and wanted to enroll in something, and that's what Mom put me in, and I fell in love.
God bless her. God bless her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now,
so,
are you ready
tell
to
it,
spit your stuff? You ready to spit your stuff? You ready?
I got something for you.
Well, me and J-Rob going to move away from the stage and let the limelight shine down on you, and you go ahead and get on down.
All right. To my future king, whoever you may be, I understand that you need a woman of a different caliber, one who knows patience and loyalty. She has seen things that should have made her bitter, but instead found lessons in every hardship and rose above it. And I believe you need a woman of faith without the indoctrinations of established religion, because you know the higher power never intended those divisions. A woman of compassion whose heart can sometimes overrule her head, yet she still knows just how far to go to keep your kingdom safe. Someone of strong mind, intelligence without cunning goals, who sees the complex beauties of hummingbirds' flight as clearly as she sees the simplicities of creation, and who knows that material wealth is hollow when the heart is unfulfilled. A woman who sees your worth and holds you accountable to be all the man you were created to be, who cherishes you without worship, counsels your journey without malice, calls you on your wrongdoings in private, yet ever supporting your plans and dreams, never seeking to dethrone you. Then lastly, you need a woman of passion for the journeys of life, the art of words, sound, and vision, the joys of laughter, the beauty and sorrow, the simple elegance of true connection, mind, body, and soul, and the fires created when they all come together between you. She fuels your desires in ways you find incomprehensible, keeping you satiated by her, yet ravenous for her, till Tick's final talk. I believe you have strong hands designed to hold our world together through every storm that life can throw our way, and a thick frame that will make me feel protected. Your eyes will be kind, seeing a beauty in me that none else has ever witnessed. I will be your orchid. You will understand my delicacies, know my true strength, and tend to my care, for only you can grasp the value of one such as I. and you will recognize me to be what you've been absent of, the inhale to your exhale that breathes life into your weary soul, so that you will destroy the phantasms left by lesser men, ejecting the fears their lives built in me with the shining innocence of your true character, so that together we can let down our barricades and set out to build a fortress of love everlasting. These things I hold in store for you, and you alone, my future king. Peace.
Whoa.
Future king.
Whoa.
That's some powerful ink right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's some powerful ink right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. What do you think, Van Meadows?
Man, she said, so we can let down our barricades and build a fortress. Understanding that a barricade is a layer of protection, and a fortress is also a layer of protection, but it's a bigger layer of protection than the barricade. Yeah. And then the music, the soft jazz that radiated with the piece is definitely a symbol of love. And I really dug this piece, like a lot. Very powerful. Very powerful indeed.
Thank you. I had to go back into the classic jazz. That was Lonnie Liston Smith.
Oh, I know who we were listening to.
I knew you knew.
I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. Love it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Lips. Now, go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just enjoying it. Go ahead, man.
Okay. We're going to send you on over to the dance floor, Ms. Lips, so that you can kick around. And the DJ said he's ready to cue up some of that jazz so that he can see if you can sway to your own words. Ooh.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say both of y'all a dance.
Sounds good.
Don't be threatening me with a good time, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Miss Lips, one love, one mic, dear.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
This is Tiffany. Radio. The real taint. Network. Be me. Outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and this is The Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Please dial in. Press 1. If you're already here,
mm-hmm.
and you desire mm-hmm. to spit, press 1. J. Rob, are we
Come
ready?
On, yes, sir. I'm so ready. Are you ready?
Mic. Man, I'm
Come
I'm
on
ecstatic.
Now. Come with it.
In a voice of Mike Tyson. Yeah, I'm just ecstatic. Ecstatic. I can't spell it, but I'm ecstatic.
You're so wrong.
Next up, Ladies and gentlemen, we have Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia. Welcome to the Get Down.
Good evening, Kings.
Very good evening.
Good evening.
So I brought y'all some fresh ink.
Fresh ink is always a good thing to bring to the Get Down.
Indeed it is. So J-Rob, will you usher Amelia to the mic?
Poetical Queen. Tonight is Poetry Appreciation Evening, and Van and I, since you already said you brought some fresh ink, we're about to stand out the way, and we're going to push the microphone closer to you, and we want you to go on ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece is called Power. The powers that be will do anything to keep that power. They will stab anyone in the back. They will kill in cold blood to continue the power they have. They will intimidate folks, scare tactics, execute the immaculate. A unfortunate world we live in, with hateful people and painful circumstances. Love is exploited and manipulated. Hugs hide the violence that is boiling deep inside. Darkness reinforced by stress and anxiety flowing through the veins of the evil. When will humanity wake up out of its long slumber? When will compassion be the word of the day? When will various divisions be released from the consciousness of humanity and love is all that is seen and expressed? When will we drop our weapons and use communication as a tool to higher understanding? When will the powers that be release their hold on humanity's neck, suffocating the innocent's life on national television? When will the violence stop? When will the juries bring back guilty on all charges of inhumane behavior? None of us who are aware can breathe. We are drowning in the lake of despair. Please, please give the innocent a break. Give them compassion. Give them love. Allow our hearts to heal and renew. Share the power. Share the wealth. Share the dream. Share with the entire family of the human race. We are all from one woman's womb. We are a family that has forgotten its mother's name. Release the information of sensitive data to share the potential of intellectual communication to solve the issues facing humanity. Please, please, love, bring positive vibes. Release the power. Heal, bless, love. Deliver the power back to humanity now. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Man. Somebody wanted to come consciously tonight, J-Rod.
bruh, when you start to make a plea to the community, it says a whole lot. You just got to ask people to sit there and listen when you're making a particular plea. So you get no argument from me on that. This was something that
all.
I really enjoyed. This was something
Likewise.
That I truly, truly enjoyed.
Likewise.
I'm taking a look at the stuff that's happening in my city, bro, and the level of violence being escalated is, we don't even have a word for it. It's just really bad. And I see what's happening in places like Chicago and you know, stuff like that. And it's just a piece like this makes a lot of sense when you see, you know, the cacophony of madness that's going around us. So,
you know, one of the things that has been increasingly disturbing is the level of violence in our schools against our kids.
Yes.
So this plea for the community, I understand that we as parents, we have to work. But what we don't have to do is buy guns for our kids. What we don't have to do is ignore when they're crying out for help. You know, my daughter for Christmas, my 10-year-old daughter, asked for a necklace with an Uzi on it. I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'll buy you something with a unicorn, with some hearts. But you're not getting an Uzi. And this piece asking for the community to help. I don't care what color your skin is. Every single community needs us to step up and help. Needs us to step up and help. So I appreciate the piece. I appreciate the awareness. And I appreciate the fresh ink. Because somebody listened. Wee. She listened.
Somebody listened and brought it, bro.
And she brought it. Great job, Amelia. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all having this platform for us to express ourselves. Shout out to For Real for creating this wonderful radio network, and also for the Raw Links. I got mine, so you need to go out there and get yours for Christmas. You know, there's all kinds of folks on your Christmas list. Order a whole bunch of Raw Links and stuff them in those socks.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real, not here tonight, so I'm going to be him tonight. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for getting the Raw Links. I'm
going to
get fired tomorrow. But get on over there and get down, dance for Amelia, and enjoy yourself. One love, one mic. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic. Blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, y'all know For Real to say some stupid stuff like that. He gonna fire me tomorrow, bro. He gonna fire me.
He gonna
man.
Be like, J-Rob, you're the new station manager.
Right. Yeah, we had to let the other guy go. Like, wait, what'd he do? He imitated me. Oh, man. Well, I guess you'll be next on the totem pole. Oh, man, are we ready to keep this party going, bro? We ready?
Indeed. Who might be on the mic next, bro?
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, he is the host of War Council, Fly Speak, The Hidden, Honey Drippers 2.0. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy Thanksgiving, all that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you none other than Mojave. Harvey.
What's good, bro?
I'm writing while I'm talking to you. Sorry.
Yo, Cuzzo.
Yes.
It's Aunt Mary's birthday today.
Happy birthday. Happy
yes, sir.
Birthday. Much love and blessings to you always, family. I send my heart, my love, my absolutely celebration to you on this day of your birth, your happy solo return. Happy birthday.
How you doing, man?
I was trying to write to y'all thing because apparently y'all wanted fresh ink. Thanks.
We never said that.
No, this is we never said that. This is open mic, baby.
It's open mic.
Whatever you got from last year, the year before,
man.
Earlier this year. Whatever, it's open mic, daddy. Whatever you got.
Oh, okay. It's Inspiration Factory, right?
Get off my phone.
Okay, I'm just saying. I just wanted to make sure I got it.
Inspiration Factory.
Welcome to the Get Down.
This is the Get Down.
Welcome to the Get Down.
No. I know it's the Get Down. I was asking if that's the name of Inspiration Factory. Never mind. Forget about it. All right, open mic, man. Y'all have me sitting here. I'm sitting here sweating bricks, trying to pump something out. Quick as possible.
Hold on, bro. What the heck is you smoking? Give me some.
First of all, that is number one. I don't smoke shit. I don't smoke.
You don't smoke.
It doesn't happen.
You don't smoke nothing. You don't smoke. Nathan. You don't inhale the fumes of the sweet, juicy nectar. I'm sorry. This is not a honey drip.
Really?
You know what?
Oh, yeah,
never mind.
Just never mind. Just dirty.
This is nasty. I do have a shirt that says brilliantly filthy. I do have a shirt that says brilliantly filthy.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Let's not forget.
Well, you know. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Okay.
Are you good, Javi?
All right. I'm good. All right, so I can save this other ink for later because I wasn't done with it anyway. But I was like sweat bricks, like literally, like in between, like ironing, like I was ironing suits and stuff like that, and trying to get some color. I was talking to Ray. I was like, yeah, this color might be good with this. She's like, I need a picture. I was like, okay. I'll take pictures of my sneakers. I needed to match this. I need a picture. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know, we're gonna have some really fresh. Whereas, you know, some beautifully dope Honey Dripper apparel coming out in New Year. It's going to be nice. But, you know, I like to have different colors than everybody else. So, you know, everybody be looking sexy. Lisa Liz got her joint. She's looking good. All right. That has nothing to do with anything. All right.
Really?
We're going to try something out. Yeah.
Hey. Stop it.
Hey. What? What happened?
Tell him, man.
What happened?
Nope. I said
nothing.
I say nothing.
What did I do?
Usher your cousin to the mic, please. Usher cousin to the mic.
Mojave.
All right. Yes.
Cousin.
Yes.
Tonight is Poetry Appreciation Evening. Pick any piece of poetry you got in your arsenal. And I know you got an arsenal. Me and my co-host is going to step away from the microphone. We're going to let you step up to the microphone. And would you please do us the honor getting on down?
All right, bet. All right, so I just wrote this. It's not done. You get what you get. So it's open mic, so I don't feel any pressure. But we're going to try it out. No, that's not it. That's it. This is it. Okay, hold on. Just tell me if this is too loud. Oh, a second. Is that too loud?
No, you good.
Is it too loud?
No, you good.
All right. I had an epiphany. In this universe, I be knowing. She just be showing out. I mean, she been with me. I licked her, sticked her sweet with honey that drips, went to war with her son, her counsel, gained wisdom, and shared the benefit to the community. But she can't be held. The iron we weld with her is a smithery that permits, perplex, submits. depending on unit and consumption of people or person, urging spirit, depending on who needs to hear it. Ask for real, who ballots her, serenades her heavenly form from which romance is born. Ask Grand Meadows, whose pineapple-flavored calligraphy touches her soul gently. It's how he blesses her. The Bronc Bomber catches her. The wise son taught her how to kiss from the Nile to the muddy bosom, her rivers she bathed in. I'd be remiss to speak on how VIP makes her behave, reminds her that, hey, you know how to save. While the Pearl La Negra taught her how to rave, party with purpose, send sexy whispers, massage her desires to passion to become lit with fire, then to metaphor. Metaphoria used to call her whore, but quits her, but her ways are too good to stay away, so when he speaks to her, she stays. While setting life ablaze, to stand a man, he stays in the mountains, man, and if you can get him to come down, watch him get on down. Now, Pastor Slinky is never kinky. Inspiration Factory facts, this is what he does, and this is how he counteracts the evil that's in this world. You know this girl. You know what she looks like. You know what she tastes like. You know what she feels like. She's the brightest light in any room. And how we consume what she happens to offer us is the way that we instill our trust here in Epiphany. You know this lady? I do. Her name is Poetry. Poem.
Yo, J-Rap.
Very clever. I like what you did there, young man.
Y'all, it's pressure me. It's pressure.
That's pressure? That's what you call pressure?
Yeah, I was like, damn, I got to write this right now. I was like, right now?
Then that was a pressure that you put upon yourself, because we just asked for some poetry. We didn't ask for none of the goddamn. You brought the goddamn.
Right.
That's, I didn't have no goddamn. I was.
You brought the goddamn.
He brought okay. The ooh
wee. Yeah, you brought that ooh wee. Oh, man.
He ain't smoking nothing.
Yeah. You brought that ooh wee.
What's up, bro? What's your great say, Jay?
I'll talk to you back channel, brother.
Okay,
yeah, you definitely came with the come on.
You got down with the get down. One time. I was just trying to do it. I was like stressing. You should have heard me typing. I was typing while I was talking to y'all, literally. But I'm just saying, it's my small offering. This is what I was doing. I had to come bless our show because, you know, y'all rock with me. I rock with you. This is family. This is Epiphany Radio Universe. This is one of the best things on the face of the planet. Just in case you didn't know, make sure that you come through. This is a For Real Entertainment Network. And it's sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? That type of things. Now, shameless promotion. Next week, the infamous Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever show, we're going to play all the blackest Christmas songs that you can hear, talk about bad Christmas gifts. We're going to put some questions out. We're going to ask the questions. We're going to do the things. We're going to talk about the holidays. We're going to talk about all the good stuff and what you expect for the new year. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And we're inviting everybody. Come on, bring a piece, sing a song, talk bad, you know, talk bad about your ex, talk bad about the last gift that you gave, talk about the gifts you're going to give. Be there. It's going to be fun. Yay.
Hooray.
I said good day, sir. Good day.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Good stuff. It's going to be a good show. I can't wait, man.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. And thank you guys. I want to thank y'all personally for having the show, because I was a little distressed. You know, I'm feeling nervous. You know, tomorrow's a funeral. I know I'm going to break. excuse my behavior over this next weekend, but I'm just going to be.
So it's cool, bro. It's cool. Just know you got a family here. Anytime that you need a let out, you need to yell, you need to cuss, you need to whatever you need, bro, we got you.
What time is the funeral, cousin?
It's 11.
Say
11
less.
O'clock, yes. So
I got something that I'm going to send to you that I want you to take a look at before you walk out the door.
Oh,
you
don't
understand
what
I'm saying.
Like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Trust.
I got you. No worries.
Man, y'all know y'all New Yorkers. Y'all New Yorkers, y'all don't sleep. What are you talking about? He's going to be awake. He's going to be awake.
This part you know.
But in all seriousness, bro, the family is in our prayers. I will make sure that I pray for comfort and for healing during this time for your family. You're already on my list. And like I said, bro, you need anything, just reach out, bro. I'm working from home tomorrow, so you need to hit me.
All right. Well, Steph. Oh, man. Anyway, it's going to be good. I'm trying
absolutely
to balance everything else. I'm dismantling the construct of sorrow with joy. That's what I'm going to do. So wait for that poem. That poem is going to be amazing. Like I have to say it myself. Like I'm really working on it. It's really some true soul gem release type things, and it's really a deep dive into me, my background, who I am, how I feel, why loss is like the worst thing in the world to me, you know, and I try to hold on to everything that I got, all fingers and all hands, and I hold on to y'all the same way. I love you guys. You guys are like the best. I talk to you every goddamn day, but more importantly, it's always good to have a family standing around you, you know, and next to my blood, you guys are always in my heart, so thank you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Poetry tribe, baby.
Poetry
on
his your blood. Shut up. Who are you talking about?
Right.
My bad.
All right, bro.
I've been messed up all evening. Goodbye.
It's all good, bro. You're good. We're going to get you over to the dance floor, Javi. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, bro.
Most of. Got you. All right.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
My hobby. Catch him out this coming Tuesday. Bro, next up on the mic, man, we got. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a little DLC moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon, a.k.a. Chris the Gifted. What's good with you, bro? Divine Demon, you muted.
Double D.
Unmute your mic.
I got you. Now, what's going on?
Hey, nothing, bro. How you feeling,
man? Tonight is a good night.
I'm good, man. Sitting back, chilling, vibing, just listening to the show.
Thank you for tuning in, brother. Thank you for tuning in.
Not a problem. I heard J-Rob got admonished.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're not trying to talk about that right now. We're past that. That was a bad evening.
Do we want to talk
about this, Jay Ralph? No, we're just going to let that slide, brother. Just going to let that slide. I apologize for my indiscretions, brother, but it fell on deaf ears, apparently, so I'm just letting that slide.
You did the right thing, bro.
I fell on my sword. I'm going to let that slide. Sometimes it's just not appreciated. With that slide. How you doing, though?
Good, man. I cannot complain at all. I really, really
How's the family, man?
Family's good, man. Everything is everything. I don't know who said that first, but I like it.
Yeah. That's me checking up on you, man. Just want to make sure you're good.
Absolutely. You know you got to be good. Hey, man, listen. Divine Demon.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, let me let y'all know something. It's good to have friends, but it's good to have real friends. This brother put me on to some adult melatonin, and when I tell you, I've been sleeping like a baby. Shoot.
And you kept the secret to yourself?
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. He had sent me his picture of these adult melatonin gummies, and oh my God. Jay, you got to get you some. You're not sleeping through the night? Man, get you some of those.
No.
You might sleep like a baby.
can you put your brother on?
Hey, man, you know what's crazy about that?
What's
seriously,
up,
real talk. It's intellectual and as intelligent and highly educated as both of you are. I can't believe you didn't know about that, bro.
Bruh.
No,
let me tell you
man.
Something. I know about it for my kids. I know about it for my kid. Listen,
yeah,
I knew about it for my kid. But when it came down
dude.
For me, because see, I take the goalie blue, the ashwagandha,
yeah.
which helps with stress,
talking.
Relaxation. I take that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
with the melatonin, oh, bro, almost ain't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, they would do that. Dude, they will straight up do that. And it was funny because when you told me, I'm like, I can't believe you don't know. Because my doctor told me, I'm like, I can't believe. I actually felt good. I was like, let me hit with this brother or something. Because this dude know everything but everything. I'm like, let me show him something. You know, I ain't just, you know,
hey,
average, you know, run. Drop some knowledge, on this, knowledge on this bro.
Hey, brother, listen. I appreciate the fact that one believes I know everything. But that is not true. And I will not sit here and ever say that I know everything. Because, brother, when you turn me on to those, it was like a drug that I ain't want to tell nobody about.
And when my doctor told me, I'm like,
wow.
Dude, it can't be that good. I thought the doctor was playing, man. I got them things. So I'm like, dude. I was like, man, I was getting like 3 or 4 hours sleep, sometimes five. Dude told me,
yep.
he was like, get some of these. Or the adult version. I got one. Man, been sleeping like a champ ever since.
And now so J-Rob, it's your turn, my brother, to step into the light and grab you a bottle of goodness.
That is so
stop
wild,
being so stingy
man.
And put a brother on, man. Brother been stressed out.
Bro.
I don't sleep a lot. If I sleep 2 hours a night, I'm good.
I got
oh, wow.
you, bro.
I'm usually up by 4 o'clock. And I'm up until 4 o'clock the next day. So,
but then don't you
fight
all day long because you talk so tired?
Once my adrenaline kicks in, I'm running for the rest of the day, but I need to get rest because with being awake as much as I am, it raises my blood pressure, and I need to
yes,
get
sir.
It down.
Yeah.
Sir.
Dude, not getting enough sleep will do a lot of bad things to you.
Indeed
it will.
Yeah.
So, if y'all got to get down, put a brother on.
You going to get that, man. Hold on, I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah,
I'm going to send it to
put
you.
Put him on,
I'm
going
to send
put
it to
on.
You. I'm ready to put him on, man.
Put
a brother put
on,
me
man.
On, so I got to put you on.
That's what I'm saying.
That's, funny.
That's
just
all
just
I'm
know.
Saying.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious to me.
I'm
glad.
Oh, good,
though. Man, I'm glad I could help you, man, for real.
I appreciate it, bro. Man, you have no idea.
No problem, man.
Okay.
I think we want to.
So, Van, please hit that brother with that questionnaire for the evening.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, brother. Well my brother, it
yes,
is poetry appreciation night, more specifically, open mic. So tonight ain't no theme, ain't no topic. It's just us wanting to appreciate your poetry, brother. So we're going to step back and let you spit that spit. So go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, I'm going to tell you up front. This is going to be a hard piece. I'm going to change the mood, but I'm going to do this. He said he heard voices. 30-some-odd years ago today, a monster took my mother's life. He said he heard voices. Did a voice tell him to beat, then rape her? Did a voice tell him to stab her to death, then set the house on fire to eliminate the evidence? Did a voice or his ego tell him to watch the house burn down? Did a voice tell him to haunt my cousin and aunt after killing their loved one? Did another voice tell him to rob a 70-year-old woman on Christmas Eve I heard voices, a voice of guilt, a voice of hatred and revenge, a voice of finding his mother, a voice of pain, a voice of confusion, and a voice of loneliness, and a sense of bitterness, rage, and anger. I heard voices telling me to get over it, voices saying it gets easier in time, voices saying you got to forgive him. I even heard a voice saying maybe it was her time to go. I heard voices saying the monster has split personalities. I was notified recently that he was up for parole. I heard a voice saying he will probably never be released and he still feels no remorse for his actions. At times I heard voices saying, let him out so the deed can be repaid, so the deed can be repaid. A pact was made that if ever he saw daylight, he would be handled, or was it just another voice speaking to me? 30-some-odd years ago, I'm still not better, no longer bitter, but I still want revenge. Justice did not prevail this time. A voice of reason tells me that won't make things any better. A voice of realism says I can't bring her back. The loudest voice tells me it's not over until the monster is dead. Please pray for my soul and my spirit to be made whole. The words I just read are the voices in my head. In peace. Just a gift.
Yo. Yo.
This that is was... poetry when you're in a particular space.
Yeah. But, yo, you know what I hear behind this, man? See, back home in Baltimore, we have club music. And there's this club music song that we looped over and over and over again. And it's called Voices in My Head. And some of you may know it's like, voices inside my head, real softly in the background. Just that being looped over and over and over again. Bro, this piece was so deep, sad, definitely a mood changer, but it's poetry, and it's your poetry, and it is the artistry that we love to hear, because there's nothing like pure and raw emotion in a piece like this. And if it doesn't change the mood, we all would have to go back to the drawing board. It did its intended purpose. Dope ink, bro. Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I appreciate it.
J-Rob.
Well, for me, this spoke to me differently in the fact that you said a part about the brother doing something and not, I'm paraphrasing, but he still hasn't repented for the mistakes that he made and he's still behind a cage. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple of people in my circle that I chat with on JPay because they're serving time. One of them is my boy. He's doing 35 for one crime and I think 25 for another. He just turned 56. He ain't coming home. Or if he makes it, he'll be in his 90s when he does get released. And it's just now in our conversation that he's like, all I had to do was just go home, like you said. Because the events that led up to him being incarcerated, I was like, I'm not going because I don't like being around those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, stop being a punk. But all those decisions led up to where he's at right now. And unfortunately, he can't see his daughter no more. His girl left him. His side piece dipped on him. And all the cats that he used to run with, unless they're talking to him on JPay, not talking to him. And I'm the only civilian that's hollering at him because I'm not in that light.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's like, at this present time in my age, this is lonely. And all he got left is just, he's stuck. Like, our conversations are still where it was when he got arrested. Nothing about all the stuff I could talk about right now because he can't relate because he can't see it.
Right.
So this piece hit home for me. I could go on, but I won't. But this just hit home. So absolutely dope piece, bro.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
You got to give it right, Chris.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? Say wrong.
I said you definitely got a gift, Chris.
See what he did there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't like doing that piece too much. I don't like really touching that topic too much, but sometimes I just want to try just to see if I can pull it off. Then every time I do it, I get stronger. So I was like, I'm going to do it tonight on open mic and just see if I can do it without breaking down. And I did, so I feel good about that.
Absolutely, bro. It shows a strength, and it shows healing as well.
Yeah. Shows our resilience, so I need to keep doing stuff like that.
Absolutely.
All right, bro. Chris, can I ask you a question? Can I ask one question? What does keep the flower? David Mott asked us to ask you about keep the flower in the window. I don't know what that means, but I think he said you know what that means.
The flower in the window.
Keep that flower in the window.
My mom used to like flowers. I don't know. I mean, maybe because I'm not going to go real deep, but he may have saw a picture and I had, because, I used to do like a tribute to her before I moved to Texas. I was in St. Louis and I would put flowers in the window and I would say that reminded me of my mom because she was really, really big on flowers. So I would put the flower in the window and I would kind of like, I guess, feel her spirit through the flower. So I guess he was saying.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
Got you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
really
excellent.
Yeah, he already said that she was like a 30. Yeah. He already said you was like a 33 degree ninja. You know some stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We'll talk about that. What did he say? We'll talk about that. What did you call it? What did you tell Mojave? We'll talk when?
We'll talk on the back channel.
Back
channel.
I'm a slide in there. We can finish this whole conversation.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, dynamic poet, good brother. I'm proud to call him my brother and my friend, Divine Demon. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, y'all. Make sure you get good sleep every night.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
I'm going to be doing my best.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all stay cool.
Yes, sir. You too, bro.
You too, baby. Keep
wow.
It.
All right.
Oh, man. Jay, this ain't the night, bro. And, man, we might have to put this in our format, open mic appreciation, because I am digging this flow. I'm digging the show. And I'm enjoying the energy, bro. The poetry.
The energy is dope. Everybody's been fantastic. And the event page is so sick,
man.
Tonight.
Yeah, it's popping. It's popping. All right, you ready? Are you ready, Jay? Are you ready?
You know I am, Van.
We got Epiphany's own one half host of Raw with Rain. We got Rain.
Got Rain?
Good evening. Yeah, we do.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Rain,
evening.
What's happening?
How you doing?
What's happening?
Very good evening.
I'm doing well. How are you all? I'm enjoying the show.
Tonight
going
is a
good
night,
great night.
Tonight's a good night to hear you.
Indeed, it is.
And
thank you.
The good part
and
is
you as well.
there's no theme. We just letting it rip.
I know.
And I know Rain got some poetry.
Bro,
so I'm gonna let Van introduce it because you know she got some poetry, Van. She got something that she's got tucked away for a snowy day when no one can leave the building and whatnot. Just in case, you know, she got something that's like poetry under glass, break in case of emergency type poetry. You dig? So I'm gonna let you introduce that to this poet, brother. I'm just gonna sit back, smile, and listen.
Absolutely. You know, Rain, before I bring you on, I have a challenge for you. Because you are Rain. You are Rain.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
But I like to hear you rain in the snow.
I like that. I might have to check it out after I finish.
You wasn't supposed to hear that. My bad. My bad. You wasn't supposed to hear that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right, you, right,
you wasn't cool. supposed to hear
but
that.
Yeah,
my bad.
I really, with the way that you write, I really want to see how you tackle that.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot. I can see if I could do something with that.
All right, perfect.
Don't have to
perfect.
Be after the holidays though, because these folks got
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Working.
They got you working. They got you working.
Oh,
working,
I'm
working.
Working. Yeah, working.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I do have to tell you that the invitation that you did of author Larry Maddox for Real the Poet
was
excellent. That was the perfect, the perfect invitation. I was like, wait, is Larry on the line?
Bro.
I know you're probably going to get you fired.
She want me to be fired. J-Rap, she want me to be fired.
I'm going to miss you, Van. I'm
going to miss you too, bro. All right. Now that you brought that back, I'm surely going to get fired. Yeah. I might as well go ahead and just do it all the way. Baby. Shaboing. Yeah.
As long as you don't do smiggle, we got it over here.
Scoodly wow. Shaboing boy. Fiddle-dee. Tra-la-la-la-la.
Well, it's official. We're going to need two more hosts for the Get Down because we're both getting fired.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Shannon Labosa. I'm just saying. Shannon Labosa.
Shannon Labosa.
Shannon Labosa. Ding Dong. And Twinkie
Love
for kids.
Ooh, hey, baby
and
love. Ooh.
Chicks,
hey, baby love.
Chicks is for kids. And I'll get that screwy rabbit.
Oh, we in trouble, bro. We definitely in trouble. Don't you?
Oh,
hey, look,
my God, my face
none
hurts.
Of y'all, listen, don't none of y'all tell him what we was doing here tonight.
It's
y'all,
a secret.
Y'all, don't y'all say nothing. Don't y'all say nothing.
Scootily, wow.
Rain, darling, are you ready?
Yes.
To get down.
I am.
Eep, op, org.
Me and J-Rob. We're moving out of the way. You go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is entitled Rainfall, though it's not in the snow. There's something about the smell of rain. The sound it makes heightening each of my senses the harder that it falls, slowly saturating my thoughts as they travel to you. As I recall the flutter I felt when you walked through the door, I watched, waiting as you turned the corner. I shyly looked away and glanced back with a big smile on my face. Your pace quickened when your eyes met mine. See, this was just intended to be a friendly meeting, just two poets, some drinks, and engaging conversation. But the way you wrapped your arms around me like we were past lovers, like you needed this connection as much as I, like an unrequited love was about to be real. Your embrace was perfect. It had me feeling some kind of way. The hello hug was everything I needed, but the goodbye, you made sure I felt everything that you didn't say. Listening to the rain dance across the pane, I wonder, what are you doing right now? Have I crossed your mind since that night? I'm lying here reflecting on how you confessed that you've rested well that night. Very well, in fact, simply because my scent lingered on you for hours after I was gone. I should tell you that your energy did the same. Honestly, everything about you still lingers. You are a totally unexpected, a pleasant surprise, a decade waiting to happen. Your smile said more than your words. Your eyes conveyed what lips dare not say just yet. Your touch was innocent, or was it? A slight brush here, a more deliberate brush there, with a long pause. before shifting. I've learned everything you do is deliberate, calculated, even speaking of. I adore how you tucked your intentions in the corner of my smile as we conversed, laughed, shared, and dared to live in the moment. Right now, as I reminisce, part of me wishes there was no distance so you could come lay by my side, listen to the rainfall with me, wrap me with 1,000 reasons to just forget tomorrow, playfully splash around in this moment with me till forever is, till never, never come. I wonder if it's storming where you are, if the storm is beating against your walls of inhibition too. Do you hear me between each drop? It seems you were feeling me and hearing me long before I knew. I just want you and I to enjoy this feeling of us moving in slow motion. I am hoping that you remember my laugh, my fragrance, and the softness of my touch. As for me, I will bask in your energy, the subtle invitation in your embrace, and how your words were deliberate and direct. That alone is enough to cause this rain to form its quiet storm. In time, perhaps you'll hear the gasping crack of my thunder and the backdrop of my typhoon, feel the intensity of my hurricane in my mind. I know you'd invoke me, and you'd know exactly what I'm close to. I'm ready in time. I'll let you be there to catch my rainfall. That's right.
I hope you'll be there to catch the rainfall. Yo.
That's my rainfall. My rainfall. Yo.
Don't mess with my fantasies. I heard it my way.
Yeah.
This piece is.
You know, I didn't know whether to be in love or to be sad in this piece.
Mm.
On one hand, there was a line that you said when you were talking about that hug. The initial hug was, paraphrasing, the initial hug was so great. But I want you to remember everything from the goodbye hug. That was like the line of lines that you say during a breakup. That'd be like, you felt that? I'm glad. Because you're not getting it no more. You know what I'm saying? But the way that you spit the piece, it was like, I'm still in love with you, but I can't stand you at the same time. So here's this piece. I hope you get what you wanted, bro. This took me on.
That's one perception. I guess that's one way to look at it.
Take a rap. Go ahead, bro.
I heard you may not admit it, but you're going to miss me.
Mm-hmm.
That last hug is confirmation of what you'll never have again.
Yep.
And I hope your ass is walking barefoot in these streets. Watch out.
What if it's two people meeting for the first time?
Then look at it this way. If this is two people meeting for the first time, then that hug says this is a prelude to what's coming.
What's coming.
Or what could possibly be the beginning of something more.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the person receiving it is like, if this is what I'm getting right now, imagine if I'm a good boy, what I'm going to get down the road.
Yeah, that part. Definitely that part.
Real
talk.
I enjoy
you, gentlemen. Yeah, I enjoy your perspective. I do.
Oh. You gave me something to think about.
It wasn't rain in the snow, but that was my rainfall. I gave you something to think about, J-Rock.
Give my arms and my hands something to do.
Yeah.
And just imagine imagine your arm swooping in for a hug and there's nothing there to grip onto.
Mm.
And your hands are looking at you asking what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, you gave me something to think about.
I need to come up with a challenge for you. Since we're passing out challenges tonight, I'm going to think of a challenge for you.
Bring it. What Sandman say to Bill Cosby? Challenge.
Oh wait, so real quick, I need to comment. I need the insider info for these melatonin. Because listen, I take the ashwagandha gold gummies, and that's my go to. What you talking about? I can sleep even better. So I'm gonna need the inside information.
I'm gonna send it to you. But kids, melatonin is great for kids to help them sleep through the night. But what I did not know was there was adult versions of the melatonin until Divine Demon put me game and sent me, and I said, what? And, oh, man, I've been sleeping so good. So I will send those to you.
Please and thank you.
Right now.
My appreciation in advance, along with the other thing that I requested. Thanks in advance for that, too.
I will see what I can do. While we're on the subject, can you let everybody know what you got going on the Radio Universe?
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. Absolutely. So come this Monday, next Monday, December 20th, we will be having Raw with Rain here on Epiphany Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be having our In the Spotlight segment with none other than Epiphany's own Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows.
What?
And we'll be having giveaways. We'll be finding out all the things
really?
We've got going on outside
really?
Of poetry,
really?
Everything
really?
That's
really?
Outside of poetry.
This is where we at? Really? Really?
I mean,
yeah,
last time we was on here, you was telling me that I should be doing it. So.
Van, this is like your 19th feature this year? I'm just saying it's your 19th feature.
More like my second. What you mean?
I see you on Good Morning America. I see you on
Today's
Show.
Well, technically, this is not a feature though. We don't feature people. This is giving people the putting them in the spotlight to give them exposure for the things that they do outside of poetry. It's creative. But there are a lot of creatives that do things outside of poetry, and people don't know about it.
Absolutely.
So we're going to put
that's
we're
what,
put
that's
Van
what they
in
said
the
about
spotlight.
Van. That's what they said about Van on PBS. I saw that special.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What?
I guess you get
I
around,
wasn't
though,
to about P-
you,
I should have told
around,
about the PBS
Van.
Special.
Van gets
somebody better tell me. I'm gonna tell you like they told me at work today. We had some visitors come out of town, and I've known this person for more than 10 years. He's like, yeah, come next week, or 2 weeks. Lunch will be on Van. He take care of everybody. I said, I need to see that communications that said that. Where's that email? Please forward it to me, my inbox, ASAP. But I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, Rain. We're going
to
send you on over.
We are looking forward to having you.
Thank you so much. Get on the get down dance floor.
Do you
floor.
Have to say it like that? I just want her to say, I look forward to having you again. Does she have to say it like that? Just say it.
What just happened?
Well, J-Rod,
I just love the way she says it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But did you hear the way she spit her piece? What's wrong with you?
Bruh, I want to hear her say Merry Christmas in that same vein, the way she just did it next week. You know, better yet, not even Merry Christmas. I want to hear her say, please pass the gravy. In that same voice that she just said, can you, what?
I'd rather have some stuffing. All right, it's time for me to get to the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's where we going? That's where we going? That's where we going, Rain.
That's where we're going. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
My God.
Somebody always goes left. And tonight it's rain.
I mean, hold on. Wait a minute. I was on here when Van went left with Javi. So I was here for that. So it's not just me.
When did I go
okay.
left?
I was gladly.
You know what? Good point.
All I said was I have a T-shirt. I have a T-shirt that says Brilliantly Filthy. That's all I said.
No, that was before you was talking about inhaling sweet succulent. Don't think that I didn't catch all of that. I was here for all of it.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can't knock the truth.
No, I'm not listening. I'm just saying I'm not the only one is all I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. But, gentlemen, yes,
fine.
I will go over to the Get Down dance floor. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the space.
Thank you.
Van, we look forward to having you on Monday night. And hope y'all can come out and support us.
Absolutely. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is
one love, one mic, gentlemen.
I just want to hear her say, please pass the gravy.
This coming Monday night at 9. Ladies and gentlemen,
same voice.
Get to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. Welcome to the overtime. If you were listening in online and you did not dial in before time, well, you all know what happens. They're just not here. So, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 972. Welcome to the Get Down. Please, who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's good?
What's popping, bro?
Hey, can
I say that we have? Yes. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, gentlemen, this is Jay Walker. How y'all doing?
Jay,
what's happening, Jay?
Man, what's going on, man? We were talking about you earlier tonight, brother.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, man? Hey, you know, I'm at work, so I dipped off for a minute. And I said, man, let me give my brothers their roses. Hey, y'all nailed that piece. It was a pleasure. I'm honored, man. My honor is honored. You understand what I'm saying? You guys.
Bro.
You guys
bro.
Did that.
Nah, man. You did that too, man. Your work on that piece is phenomenal, bro. And I've been seeing your work in the community, and bro, you are a force to be reckoned with. I'm telling you now, so I'm honored to be a part of that.
Listen,
man,
when you hit me up, I knew I wanted to bring it to the fellas. I was like, let's jump on the Secret Garden piece, man. So thank you for tagging me, man. And again, I echo Van. It was a straight honor to be able to do that piece, man.
Man, it was special, man. It was special. You have some pieces, man. All your pieces are special. But, man, this one right here, man, to just have four kings come together, man, and just honor women like that, man, that right there in itself, man, it was just – it was powerful word for word, man, and it was no letdown from poet to poet, man. It just stayed on a high level all the way through.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was nothing – it didn't touch in any erotic anything. It just touched them properly in the cerebellum that we were just tapping them in that certain spot.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow. And each
yeah.
piece stepped it up a
and
notch,
definitely.
Man. So, yeah, that was
definitely.
Great.
It was crazy because I sent J-Rob my piece that I inked first. Then he came back, and I was like, you know, just it wasn't a competition thing, but it was like, man, I got to step my game up a little bit. Jay Robin went ahead.
Right.
Man, he slapped some words on the man, it looked like he just put some words on his hand, man, and just slapped the paper. I was like, God.
Right.
Okay. I got to go back in the fall. Let me go back in here and see what's going on, man. And so, honestly, I had that that thought in my head, man, and I reached out to Rob, man, and he jumped on it, man. When I say he went in, and then David went in, and then I got Van your piece went. I was like, this right here, this is history. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all ain't got to read nobody else's poetry. Read this one right here.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the one. This is the one, man. I seen you guys crown, man. I seen four kings up there, man, just really, really doing their thing, man. And I called in just to give you guys your roses, man. Y'all deserve them on that.
Oh man, thank you so much.
Ashe.
Brother. Appreciate you, man. Absolutely, man. But we wouldn't have did it had you not brought it to us. So we honor you for giving us the opportunity to be a part of the masterpiece, because that's truly what it is. And I read that thing. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This right here is something special. Something special.
This was your brainchild. And I don't know what made you reach out to me to ask me to get in on it, but bro, I'm so glad you did, and I'm humbled that Van and David jumped on top of it with us, man, because this came out and it's real special.
It's real special.
And you know what? I cheated a little bit because see, I didn't know David, but see, I already knew you was gonna reach out to Van when I hit you up, and I had already read y'all pieces before, so I said, you know what? I need to get some real strong brothers on this. I don't need nursery rhymes. I need somebody that's gonna touch someone's heart. And you guys, man, honestly, were handpicked. I already knew reaching out to Rob. I was hoping, had my fingers crossed, I was gonna get Van too.
Yes, sir.
And
if you got J Rob, 10 times out of 10, you got me.
And it's crazy though, because you know I got your piece last, but I said, you know what, Van's gonna start this off. Like this is the beginning right here. This right here, it's almost like you set it up so nice, man. And it was like, oh, okay, once I pieced it all together, man. Honestly, Rob, before I even sent it to you, man, I just put my phone down. And I had to go back and read it. I probably read it 3 times before I even sent it to you.
Right on.
So bad. But your piece is fire, bro. Your piece is fire.
When you write poetry, and you guys, I don't know if y'all like me, it always seems like it's missing something, or you can add a little bit more. It's very rare you get a piece and you say, this is complete. This is without ever touching it again. And when I put all four pieces together, I said, it don't need nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, man. This was a special moment that all the pieces just happened to fit. And the way you put them together in the order that you did spoke volumes, man.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, man. It's funny because when J-Rob brought it to me and J-Rob sent me his piece, I was like, oh, so you James Ingram, huh? He was a good Ingram fan, right? And I already knew my favorite vocalist on The Secret Garden is Al B. Shaw. He's my favorite.
Who's so?
But, all right. I was like, I'm going to be Al B. And I know Al B. starts it off, so I that's why it took me so long to do the piece, because I wanted to make sure that it was worthy of being a starting piece. I had no idea he was going to put it first, but I just know the order of the song. And I love that song. I love it. So, and before I started writing, I listened to it like 4 times on repeat just to make sure that I was in the vein. Just to make sure I was in the vein. And once I got through with it, I said, this is it. I said, let me go ahead and send this to J-Rob, you know, so he can go ahead and get it to you. But, man, that piece and David's piece, oh, my God.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
Man. Hey, David, that's who I'm telling you, man. I sat back, man, and I was like, damn, these brothers went in like, and it was because when you listen to the song and you heard it back in the day, and when you listen to it now, it means something different to you now.
Yes, sir.
You take those
yes,
words,
sir.
Man, and just the essence of that song, And it's no hate. And I read the other guy's piece, but just the essence of this piece that we did, man, I felt like it really gave that song justice. I really felt like it. What it did was it, like you said, it wasn't sexual. It was us saying to women, we hear you, We hear everything you're saying.
Right.
You know.
Listen.
And not only do we hear you, but we all have something to say to you.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And dig it. Ron the Poet, that thing that he put together with those five brothers, I really enjoyed that.
I did too.
I really enjoyed it. I saw what direction they were taking it, and I reread all of ours and was like, okay, this is a different take on this. I like this because we were not raw with it. We were in a different pocket, a completely different pocket. That's what makes our piece that much special.
You know, I feel like their piece is the newer version of Secret Garden with Raheem Devon, Cisco, Sean Stockman. I feel like that's their piece.
Mm.
And our piece is the true original version of the song. But bro, can you imagine if it was all together? Oh, my God.
All nine of us? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? And that's what, going back with Ron, man, and that's what made me come to him and say, man, you know what? We are, all nine of us need to get together. And the reason just like that piece went in a direction, and I said, what if nine kings tried to woo this one queen?
Oh, my God.
And they really spit, and they really just, that, you know, ain't no hate, but they, you know, hey, choose me, baby. And you
right,
just really
exactly.
giving her, you selling her you. And can you imagine nine gentlemen doing that? And we all trying to get the same woman. And, man, that piece right there, man, was just all women.
Yes, sir.
Bruh.
Yes, sir.
Or better yet.
Yes, sir.
Or better yet. Imagine all nine of us are trying to steal the king's harem. And he's got nine maidens, and all nine of us are trying to steal one maiden, and we're inviting them to the secret garden.
Bruh.
Hey, man.
Mm.
Bruh.
I like that.
Yeah.
This is, man, you know what? This whole secret garden thing, man, could actually be a movement. We can actually take this somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm ride with y'all. I'll ride with y'all anyway. I love where we could potentially take this piece. And I truly believe people listening to us, when we do the vocals for this, it's going to be somewhere different.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
It's a whole other element. Because you're going to give it life then. You already gave them the book. Now you're going to give it life. You're going to speak it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
Hey, man. Like I said, man, at any time, man, you need me. Hit me up. I'm there. You got a brother for life.
I'm going to tell you something, bro. I'm going to tell you something. You called to give us flowers. But how about you show why you should receive flowers and spit a piece? Are you able to spit a piece right now?
Oh, man, you know what? Let me check real quick. Peek out. I am working. I got about 45 people out there probably looking for me. Hold on.
No pressure, man. But if you got one, listen, you can go ahead and get on down.
Oh, man. Incredible, credible, amendable, and also relatable, inspirational, sensational, and more often than not, debatable. Your attempts to discredit me is addressable. It's irresponsible and unbearable, questionable, suspicious, seems federal. Simply put, it's terrible. I'm uncomparable, unbreakable. Excuse my language. I'm unfuckable. The coordination of your insubordination is flagrant. It's unfortunate in your inability to coordinate or to correlate. And for heaven's sake, man, just give me a break. Oh, okay, let's play. This misfortune of your distortion is unimportant and causes disproportion. And the way you suspended in space, you're unable to for extortion. Now, I must insist that you enlist and go out and enlist a couple of gents to go up against to help you procreate. The end results will remain the same after you form the conglomerate. Listen closely. Words have weapons. Now, let me back that up. Listen closely. Words is my weapon that I use for my protection. Get out of line at any time and you will learn a lesson. It's my profession. And I will never leave guessing. Words have wings, and I'm careful with my transgression. And in the wrong position, it can cause anxiety, depression, setback, and uncertainty, and cause a lot of damages. I've caused a lot of damages in my moments of confession. And I'm sorry. But wait, there's a thin line between being humble and being conceited. And true strength comes between yourself and self-belief. That's my piece.
My man. Words is
I'm
my
I'm digging
weapon.
That.
Bruh.
Yeah.
For protection.
Yeah.
Bruh. You, that whole line was set up by all the words that you used preceding that line. And, bro, I appreciate this piece. I really appreciate this piece. Dynamic, bro. Just dynamic.
Hey, J-Rock. Man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Well, Jay, I'm a fan of your work, bro. Like, I took the liberty of going back channel and checking your material, bro. And you're a wizard with that pen. I'm a fan. And this right here, this is some good poetry right here, bro.
Yes, sir.
Some good ink. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You did the damn thing on this one. I like it, and I love how you set them all up with each metaphor, complementing each metaphor, and there's a poem inside of the poem
that
leads up to the next poem. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Outstanding work. I loved it.
Outstanding. I definitely appreciate it. And I titled this thing Wordplay, man. I like to look at words, man, and make them tell a story. It's almost like I look at words as a puzzle piece, and I piece them together to tell a story. And that was the only reason I even named this Wordplay, because I just took some words and I started playing with them. And it was funny because the first word I saw was started it off was incredible, and everything else just fell after that.
Hey, man, what a
nice
what a way to have a piece on open mic appreciation, poetry appreciation, bro. That's and poetry is words, and this is a man great piece, bro.
And that. Y'all, you guys been talking about fresh ink, and that thing was probably written about an hour ago.
Oh,
nice.
Right on.
Nice. Yes, sir.
Bro, Van and I are always asking people to write some fresh ink, stretch your pen, and drip some dope ink, man. And let's get it and have some fun with it, man. And this is absolutely what we're talking about. Again, thank you, bro.
Hey, man, it's like I said, my pleasure. I'm going to get off of here, and, hey, man, I'll meet you guys in the garden.
We will talk.
Love it, man.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Definitely talk.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir, man. Y'all be easy.
You be easy, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, now, Brother Jay Walker, man, coming through, giving us his drip, his ink, you know, as it leaks, just dynamic poet, man. If y'all don't know him, make sure you follow him. The brother's been in our poetry group, Soul to Soul. And the piece that we did with him, bruh, I don't know if y'all read it, but you just gotta read it, you know. And then when we do it recording, bruh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh man, are we ready for the next artist on the mic?
Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up we got our brother Just Jay is in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
Hey, bro, how y'all doing? Hey, take care of this brother.
What's happening, Superfly?
Man. What you doing?
What's going on with y'all, man? Y'all the two hottest dudes on Thursday night, man.
Hey, man, that's for the audience
man,
to say.
That,
all we ever do is just hang out.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know,
hey, man,
we're gonna
on your 21st feature this year.
Oh, man, thank you, bro. I wish I remembered them all.
The other 19 seems to escape me.
Right.
Must have been bad interviews,
like,
then.
I
don't know.
I feel like Tweety Bird.
I thought I'd call a poet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I was just at Walmart. I had to go ahead and dive out of there. It used to be to the point I had to push my daughter around in the buggy. Now I can tell her to pay for everything and push the right numbers in for the debit card. So, you know, life keep on moving.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
I try to avoid Walmart, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, it's the evil empire, man. I got you.
I try to avoid Walmart. I mean, I don't even care that it's the evil empire. It's the lack of cashiers for me, bruh.
Oh, don't get me started on that, bro.
How you going to be
this
big old department store?
I don't be going for all the AI.
How you going to be this big old department store? It only had two cashiers.
And then want everybody
to go through self-checkout. Bro, I got like 20, 30 items in my cart. What's self-checkout going to do for me? Y'all, I'm going to run out of bag space.
You know what? It ended up
being
a big old mess.
Bro.
When you had that many items and you sitting up there trying to check out, it ended up being a big old mess every time, bro. Yeah, but
yes, sir.
I'm all about the human experience. I'm not down with a computer.
Yeah. I don't want that, man.
Yeah, man.
J-Rob, you want to usher my brother to the mic, man?
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Big bro, check this out. Tonight is Poetry Appreciation Night. In other words, this is all open mic poetry, man. I know you got something cooked up, but me and my man Van are going to step to the side, and we're going to let you do what you do when you get on down. Like it's yours.
I much love, big bro. I appreciate the gravitas and the handoff for the mic. All right. The name of this piece is called When a Poem is Complete. A poem is complete when steam escapes from the pen and fingers come to rest like a mighty locomotive that has run its last run. When all the juice has been wrung out until the last drop drips in the hollowness of my inkwell clangs from emptiness deep within its bowels. When every entendre has a mischievous clone and placed meticulously into its place along with its twin. When my tongue does not trip from hiccups in the cadence. When all the words, all the phrases, all the verses support each other as brothers in arms to form a tightly knit, impenetrable phalanx that can withstand scrutiny from all angles. When all the movements and passages of time have been satisfied. And last but not least, when I can trust the poem to properly represent me, and I can trust myself to properly represent it, until all these criteria have been achieved, is the poem finished? Poem.
Bro.
Yeah. Tell him, man.
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. When you were spitting this piece, man, and you got to that part, you was talking about all the words, all the phrases all go together like brothers in arms. Bro, I thought you was about to say, like Voltron.
Don't tempt me.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I was over here on the edge of my seat, excited. I'm like, oh, he going to do it. He going to do it.
No, he shied away from it.
He's not going to do it. He got away from it. He walked away. Nah, but man, I really enjoyed this piece, man. I love what you did there. When a poem's finished, bro. Hey, man, we had a prompt on that.
Yes, we did. How do you know when a poem is finished?
When a poem's finished. Yeah. Is this that piece that you wrote for? You wrote for that?
Yes, this is that piece. Thank you, guys. Again, I was trying to figure out if I had done it here, and the reason why I didn't
was because
I came here.
Right, but you didn't spit it though. I think you wrote it after. You did?
Oh,
what?
No.
You didn't.
While you guys were talking.
Right.
I believe I did.
Right. I might have to go back and listen to that
show. I don't recall you doing it.
I don't recall you
saying it. We got a Donald Trump poet on our hands, people. He said he did something he ain't doing.
No, you didn't.
Your doppelganger is definitely telling you no.
Right.
Oh, man. J-Rap, what you think of the piece, bro?
He answered the question. And he told us exactly what does it take for you to know when a poem is finished or when you think pen is about to tell you, put me down. I enjoy it.
Yeah, bro.
I'm a fan of this cat's work. You know, I'm a deep fan of the brother's work, and I dig the wordplay and what have you because it's thought-provoking. And when you've got thought-provoking pieces like this, you can't ask for anything more. So,
no, sir.
Kudos to you, family.
Hey, thanks a lot, big bro.
Oh, man, thank you, bro. Now we're going to get you on over to that Get to the Dance Floor, man, so that you can get your groove on.
Yeah, man, I'm about to go ahead and do some of that German smurf on them, boy. They go like, what the hell, dude?
They going to be like, this all you, bro. This all your dance. We know it's all you.
I don't know if that makes me feel better or not, bro, but I'm going to run with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother Jess J on his way to the dance floor. Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy, man.
You too, family.
Man. Hey, J-Rob.
Talk to me.
I'm gonna say this on air, man. I'm gonna say this publicly. Hey, man, next Thursday might not be a show. I was just reminded that the 49ers is playing next Thursday.
Don't do that.
So, listen. They plan on NFL Network, and I don't have NFL Network, which kind of means that I kind of gotta go somewhere and watch it, like Buffalo Wild Wings or Wild Wings.
So we got to suffer because you want to catch a game? Is that what you're telling me, brother? Is that what you're telling me?
Man, listen, it's the
It was the night before the night before Christmas.
And all through the radio land, not a poet was poeting.
Not even poetic.
Not even poetic. Hey, man.
Lord, listen.
Hey, bro. So you saw Steve Harvey's first comedy bit when he did that Mike Tyson thing and he did his hand in front of eye like, Lord. His eye was talking. Oh, yeah, y'all. If y'all never saw that, y'all got to see it. But, hey, man, this has been a dynamic show this evening, man. I actually forgot what it was like to just have a non-themed poetry show and just have open mic for a minute. And I have to say, it was amazing. It was amazing. Because the depth and the range of the poets that came through and shared, which is phenomenal, bro. The ink tonight was crazy. I mean, just crazy, but crazy in a good way.
Dare I say, next year, we might need to, once a month, do an open mic.
Yeah, I think so.
Either the beginning of the month or the end of the month, we might have to do an open mic.
I'll tell you what.
No. Think about it, man. It's the holiday season.
No.
We ain't going to spoil it yet.
I'm about to be like... The Rock. It's about to be the people's choice. People's choice.
Yes.
So what we would like for y'all to do on the event page, y'all let us know. Y'all let us know. Beginning of the month, the end of the month, beginning of the month, the end of the month, once a month, open mic poetry, non-theme, just poetry appreciation. Let us know. After all, Epiphany Radio is your poetry outlet. Next phase in online radio. But we don't have online radio without you guys. Me and J-Rob don't mind sitting here talking to each other about every and anything, because we will. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to hear you express whatever wants to flow out of your pen. So we'd like to hear from you. We'd like your input. People's choice. You let us know. Beginning of the month, end of the month, what would you prefer? And if somebody tells me on the event page, if you smell what the rock is cooking, man, we're going to have some issues. But last words, we're going to start with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son.
Diggers, man, tonight was a really, really good night. Even though it started off rocky, this was a really good show. And what made it, everybody came through with a bit of energy. And they brought some really, really good energy to this. And it just said a whole lot to what we were looking for. And we never know what we're going to get. But this was really, really, really good. To you, thank you again for being in the pilot seat and giving us an opportunity to sit in the co-pilot seat so that we can all enjoy this together, man. Because when we take this ride, amen, it just keeps getting better and better. So I salute you. And brother man, wouldn't have it any other way. Let's keep getting on with the get on and making it get down with the get down.
Absolutely, my brother. First and foremost, to that cat that they call the wise son, J-Rob, the Dark Knight, Mr. DSP. Brother, we've been through some ups, we've been through some downs. But one thing, the get down always seems to make it right. And I appreciate you for being in the pilot seat as our co-pilot as well. Because at some point throughout the flight, both pilots have to pilot the plane. And that's what we're both doing. So I love you, bro. Wouldn't have it any other way. And let's keep being dynamic as hosts to help and guide the poets to be their best self, to do their best ink. Because, man, listen, what I heard tonight was a phenomenal ink.
Yeah.
To the Get Down family, the Epiphany family, the poetry universe, listen, y'all, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. I would say it night after night, day after day. We do not take you for granted. When you come here 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, however long that you are here, we are excited that you take time out of your day, out of your evening to express your ink. Some of you wait to the last of the show to get on the mic, and you've sat through the poets. You've listened, you've heard some dynamic ink, and we thank you for that. We love you for that. Epiphany Radio thanks you. Epiphany Radio loves you. Last but not least, we want to keep praying for our brother, Mojave. So if you do nothing else over the next few days, his brother's funeral is tomorrow. please make sure you send up a prayer for him and his family. We all, at some point in time, have lost a loved one, and we know what that feels like. So send up a prayer for our brother. Reach out to him. Offer your condolences. But keep the brother and his family lifted, as we will in the Piffy family. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, start time, with your host, Keith Eric. We love y'all. One love, one mic. And always get on down. Peace.
There you go.
One love, one mic. Take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.